Ian Taylor's Jukebox.
From the driver's seat of that old Ford, and I know you miss me. Your pride must be sore. She's wearing an outfit from her mother's store. She's living a lie heart can't afford. And I know that I'm right, but I hope that I'm wrong. She'll never love me, but she'll always love my songs. And I know that I'm right, but I hope that I'm wrong. She'll never love me, but she'll always love my songs. My song, oh, oh, oh. My song, oh, 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 oh. In my song, my lonely, lonely song. And I got my fists up, but I don't wanna fight. And I can't find my day's love, 'cause I'm searching all night. She just wants a folk song, not anything more. She just wants a folk song, one she can adore. And I know that I'm right, but I hope that I'm. She'll never love me, but she'll always love my song. And I know that I'm right, but I hope that I'm wrong. She'll never love me, but she'll always love my song. My song, oh, oh, oh.
That is music from 2024 Juno nominee Logan Statz. The song was called Folk Song that you just heard here on the Jukebox. Logan is up for Contemporary Roots Album of the Year at the 2024 Junos. Congratulations, Logan, and I'll see you out there. Now, to go back in the day, well, if you're back in the day is the 90s, then this would work for you. This is from 1996 and the group Moist. They are from Vancouver. They formed in 1992 and they were one of the first indie bands to really get a break at that time, and then signed with a major label and went off to great things. Not sure what the band's up to now, but I'm sure that like many that are putting out their 20th anniversaries or 30th anniversary deluxe editions, we may see something from them. But here's their hugely successful song, Resurrection, on the Jukebox. Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
No one can tell me why. No one can tell me how to feel. I is in my head. It's like I didn't think I cool like a friend and idea. I can tell.
That's a brand new jam from Sky Wallace, who lives here in Toronto. We've done a couple shows with Sky, and she's amazing. That track was called What Is Real and was produced by Hoxley Workman. She is an incredible artist. He's an incredible artist, and I hope you enjoyed that song. She's released 5 studio albums so far, and I can't wait to hear the entire album when it's done. I'm Julian Taylor, and you are listening to The Jukebox. We've got music coming up on the show from Raymond Chicharron, and this is from 2020, a release that came out of Montreal, Canada, but inspired by Colombian rhythms. Also on the show, Alex Cuba, who is a Cuban-Canadian singer-songwriter who sings in Spanish and in English. Last time I ran into Alex was in Roslyn, BC for a music festival. He's actually living in Smithers, BC, which is quite far up north, and he's been there for a while. And he's won 4 Grammy Awards for his work. This is from his 2019 release. And the song is called Sola Mia, featuring Lanel Garcia. This won a Grammy, of course. We also have music from Joel Wood, who is from Wild Rose Country, and will be in Halifax for the Junos because he has been nominated for Traditional Indigenous Group or Artist of the Year. So congratulations. Can't wait to see you out there, Joel. We met at last year's Junos in Edmonton. Speaking of Junos, we are so excited that you tuned into last week's episode that was just dedicated to Juno nominees. Now on the show, we've got a song called Bury My Bones. It's by Leonard Sumner, who's an Anishinaabe singer-songwriter who combines folk, hip-hop, country, and blends that all together to create a wonderful sound. He was the winner of the Indigenous Singer-Songwriter Award not too long ago. Here he is with Bury My Bones on The Jukebox.
Bury my bones at the mouth of the river. give it up. Though life has its letdowns, it's still time to fill it up with stories and laughter. Writing new chapters, reading old books and sharing them after. Green tea and coffee, no sugar, too cream. From the places we started, feels all like a dream. Don't wake me, don't wake me. I know I'm not sleeping completely at peace with the things I believe in.
Bury my bones at the mouth of the river. Let the land take back all the things that it gives us. I was never alone. I was always with the spirit. So bury my bones at the mouth of the river. Bury my bones at the mouth of the river. Let
yeah. manito, que te marque tu vina.
This is music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Por la nochecita y también por la mañana, esas
Big up to jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
This is Bird Note. In the darkness of a northern forest, the hooting of a boreal owl. This is the male owl's song. These staccato notes can continue for more than an hour and carry for more than a mile. Boreal owls have a large head rimmed in black, yellow eyes, and dark plumage speckled heavily with white. They're highly adapted to hunt in the north's long hours of winter darkness. One ear opening in the skull is set high, and the other much lower, an asymmetry that helps pinpoint the sound of tiny rodents under the snow. They have a pronounced disc of feathers around their faces that funnels sound to the ears. Boreal owls can plunge their talons through inches of snow-covered ground to capture small mammals like voles. In most birds of prey, females are bigger than males. Boreal owls are an extreme case, with females sometimes twice the weight of their mate. Greater size lets females take on larger prey than males, so they don't compete as much for the same meal. On a moonless spring night, the songs of boreal owls echo across Alaska and Canada, and from Scandinavia to Siberia. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. This episode is sponsored by Gary and Elizabeth Kennedy Ketchison to honor the mystique and magnificence of owls.